Ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book? Are you simply not sure where to start? Have you been searching down the internet rabbit hole for a self-publishing resource worth your time? Your search ends here, my friend. Let's walk the publishing path together and bring your book to life with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I'm here to coach thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to successfully self-publish your book while avoiding common pitfalls. I'm Lana Liquidy-Smargis, chief ghostwriter, editor, and founder of Unicorn Publishing Company, and have stood by the sides of many professionals just like you to walk them through the publishing process and successfully launching their book. Every industry pioneer faces the same daunting challenges: how to convert your hard-earned wisdom into a book that builds legacy with a voice that reflects your personal and professional brand. Join me each week to acquire practical wisdom and proven strategies and find out what the traditional publishing companies simply don't want you to know. Let's work together to tell your story with a book. This is more than just a podcast. It's your roadmap to becoming a published author. Get ready to write your blueprint for book publishing success with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. Hi, friends and future authors. Lana Liquidy here today with another episode of Publishing for Professionals. We are at the big 19, almost to 20 episodes. I'm super excited about getting to 20. And I'm really excited to have you here today because one of the things we're going to talk about today is how to turn your book into a leadership coaching tool. Now, whether you have a book now or you're writing a book or you're thinking about writing a book, definitely stay on this episode because I'm going to talk about the advantages of having a book and how you can use that for your coaching tool. So before we jump in today's episode, though, I just want to read a client review. One of my clients, Laura Huffman, left me a wonderful review that said, "I never would have written my book without Lynn. She helped me believe I could do it and provided valuable mentoring and suggestions and book coaching for logistics and content. She even wrote a little of the content, edited part of my book for me. Thank you so much." And thank you, Laura, for entrusting me with helping me with writing your book. That was really fun. I loved getting on and writing your health book together. That was really great. So we're going to talk about turning your book into a leadership coaching tool. Okay, by the end of this episode, you'll have a clear roadmap for an idea for why your current book or future book can make an excellent foundation for your leadership coaching program. So let's start out with the strategic connection between books and coaching. Why do books establish credibility for coaching programs? Well, one is because 90% of people think of books and only 10% of people actually write their books, and a very fewer even percent of them actually publish their books. Having a book puts you in that category that is a very small percent of people who have actually authored a book. Books establish your credibility because it shows that you are willing to go the extra mile to do all of this, to put all your information into your self-published book, your nonfiction self-published book. Books can pre-qualify your ideal coaching clients because if someone reads your book and they really love what you're saying in your book and they give you a call, you already know that they know about you. They're familiar with you. They understand how you work or maybe what you do better because they have already read your book, right? So if someone just cold calls you, you're less likely to get them as a client. But if somebody actually picks up your book, reads it, and then calls you as a lead for a new client, then you know that they are already warmed up, that they understand who you are, what you do, because they have read your entire book. So there is a natural progression from reader to coaching client, just like I said, and there's advantages of having a book-based coaching methodology. And you can use your different types, whatever coaching methodology you use, to outline that in your book and to explain it to your readers. And even if they don't hire you, they might recommend you to somebody. They may be like, "Oh, I know someone who is looking for a coach to do XYZ. And I just picked up this great book. I'm not ready yet, but my friend is." So they may refer you to someone in their professional network. Different coaching models work really well with books. So like one-to-one group coaching, corporate, pretty much almost any works really well with a book. You just have to know how to structure your book so that when your book is being sold and you have it out on the market, people understand what type of coaching that you do and how you go about offering that coaching help. So let's talk about designing your book with your book coaching business in mind. You want to strategically organize your content to support coaching conversations. So like, what is the problem? What is your answer? What is the problem? What's a different solution? Maybe you give two or three different solutions. Giving scenarios is always a really good idea because you can give the scenario and say, in this scenario, with these restrictions, this is what you can do. Or in this scenario, this is what I would recommend. Or here's a great workaround if you're having this challenge. When you're designing your book, with your coaching clients or leads in mind, make sure you also create actionable exercises and frameworks within chapters. So one of the things you want to do is whatever your chapter one is, well, you can either put, I always recommend my clients do a tip, like a pro tip at the end, and or a question, and leave some space for the person to answer it. Or the other thing you can do, you can make your book coaching talk all about the process and then create a separate playbook that people would purchase to go through that process if they want to DIY it on their own. And maybe they start going through that process with your playbook and they find out, you know, I really do need somebody to walk me through this. And then they call you after purchasing the playbook. You want to develop assessments that lead to coaching opportunities, asking them questions about their pain points, whatever pain points they experience in their vertical that they have challenges with. And a lot of times it's going to be the same for 80% of your clients. It's going to be really rare. You're going to have a pain point that's like an outlier that only one person is going to experience. Because most people who are picking up your book are probably on square one or square, maybe square two, and they don't know a lot about what they're going through. So they picked up your book because they don't yet want to make a big investment. They want to find out more about it and to see what kind of information you offer to solve their pain points. Balancing complete content with coaching bridges and points that benefit from personalized guidance. Personalized guidance is always a really good asset to put in a book and personalize it as much as you can. Now, you can always put a disclaimer in the very front saying that, you know, each individual has a different, you know, need or challenge and that this may not be the right solution for you. You can give them ideas and or alternate solutions for each of the coaching bridges that you put out there. Case studies are also a fabulous thing to put in books if you have a case study, or if you have a case study that is data that you can refer to in your book, you can use that as well. The case studies are great because they show numbers. Now, one of the things you don't want to do is smack your book full of case studies because nobody wants to read that much data, but maybe one case study per chapter, maybe two. I don't think I would go over two because if you go over two, people are going to be like, ah, it's just reading numbers. And you want more stories too. You want to balance it out. Definitely put some case studies in there. I would definitely not recommend more than two in one chapter. Let's talk about creating the coaching package around your book. Structuring coaching programs based on book chapters or frameworks. And you can reverse that. If you already have a coaching program, right, and you want to write a book to put it out into the world, to get some more clients, to hand out, maybe you have it as a lead magnet, maybe you hand it out as your calling card. So you can do it either way. So you can create your coaching package around your book, or you can structure your coaching program based on your book chapters or frameworks. And you can take your coaching program and break it down into maybe 12 chapters, maybe it's 10 chapters, whatever it is. And each part of your framework is another chapter. And that makes it really good also to make lead magnets and marketing materials for your book, which we'll talk about later in this episode. What are your pricing strategies for different coaching offerings? You can put them in the book. I would not recommend putting pricing strategy in your book unless you are talking about how someone else can create a pricing strategy. But don't ever put your actual prices in a book, because if you change your prices, then you have to rewrite your whole book and make a second edition, and then you have to add some more information, and that's just not a viable way to do your book publishing. So make sure that you, if you're doing pricing strategies, you're talking about pricing strategies for other people who are thinking about doing your coaching packet. Creating supporting materials, like we said before, a playbook, a workbook, a video, an assessment. Some people do online courses, right? Like an online mini course that goes along with the book. So they buy the book, they can scan the QR code, and then they can get this online course for free that assists them in your book. Now, this is an advantage. Why? You want those scannable things with landing pages to put marketing materials on, like checklists or playbooks or things like that, anything you want to give away for free, because that way you can take that email and put it into your marketing funnel. So, because when they buy the book on Amazon, you obviously cannot get their email from that book purchase. Amazon has it. So in order to get their email, I always recommend clients to put a QR code in the front of their book with a free offer. That way, even if they don't buy the book, if they're just looking at it on their laptop, they can take their phone, take a screenshot of that QR code, and automatically have your information right in front of them. They fill out your landing page form, they get your free gift, and you get their email if they have or have not purchased their book. There are a lot of technology tools for delivering book-based coaching. I'm not going to jump into those right now. Using book excerpts in your coaching marketing or in your book marketing. Now, this is really important. One of the things I love to do is when I love to use Claude, but I don't typically use it for writing. What I do typically use it for is taking my own content and I will put it into Claude and ask it to make some social media blurbs for me. Or I will put it into Claude and ask it to make a checklist from that chapter, which I can offer for free. Now, I never copy and paste it. I always make sure I check it with my AI plagiarism and also my copyright and all that stuff to make sure that I'm not copywriting. And it shouldn't be because it's for my book. But sometimes some things will trigger. Usually it's really small and I can easily change it. So you can take your content, put it into Claude or another AI program and create some supporting materials such as assessments or checklists or playbooks in addition to your book that you are writing. All right, my friends, we're going to take a little break right here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how to turn your book into a leadership coaching tool. Hey, friends and future authors. I know what it's like to sit alone at your desk and to stare at your manuscript and wondering if anybody else out there feels the same as you do. My friend, that is why I created the Publishing for Professionals community, a sanctuary for leaders like you who are crafting books to elevate your thought leadership. Imagine having a professional ecosystem where you can find other professionals who truly understand your struggles and celebrate your victories. A circle which offers genuine support and a place where fellow thought leaders gather, the road to authorship is better traveled together. Come and join an alliance who speaks your language, who recognizes that your book isn't simply just a page with words. It's the process of creating your forever legacy. Join the Publishing for Professionals Circle at www.writeforyou.me and click on community. Use the sign-up form and register today to gain confidence alongside others who now share your journey towards authorship. Hey, friends and future authors, this is Lynn Aliquity, and we're back with this week's episode, turning your book into a leadership coaching tool. All right, so the first half, we talked about the strategic connection between books and coaching, designing your book with coaching in mind, and creating the coaching package around your book. So for this part, we're going to talk about marketing your leadership coaching through your book. The one thing, obviously, you want to do is your call to action. You don't want to make more than one call to action. And this is the reason why. You want to make sure you have one call to action so people understand where they're going. Sometimes people put three or four calls to action on their podcast show, on their YouTube channel, or whatever it is. People get confused. They don't know what to do if you give them four things to do. Make it super simple. We're going to go by the KISS rule, keep it simple, silly, and give them one call to action. Now, that could be downloading your free playbook, your freebie that we talked about on the first half. That could be downloading your checklists. That might be booking a discovery call, although that's harder to get somebody to do. But you can ask them to book a discovery call. Maybe it's to take a quiz or assessment, or they can take a poll and it gives them an answer once they put their email in. Polls are really, really popular right now. So those are all ideas of ways you can take your book content and make it into marketing material. You can use book launch strategies to introduce your coaching program, right? So just like you're using your book launch strategy for your marketing, you can also say, hey, this is part of my book coaching program, is this book. So if you want to learn more about what I do in my coaching program, definitely pick up my book. It's on Amazon or wherever you have it, for sale. Also, if you're going to be at an event, make sure that you tell your followers, hey, I'm going to be at this event in this location. Come meet me and you can get a signed copy of my book and also a free downloadable if you come to this event. So make sure that you know what it is that you are offering for your freebie. If you are offering a freebie, I always recommend don't offer one-on-one time for a freebie. That's way too much. You could offer maybe a workshop as a freebie as well. That's really easy. They sign up for this workshop. You capture their email information. They show up. And I would suggest maybe doing like a one-time-a-month workshop where people can come in and you have a topic based on your book. And then you do a little workshop based on that, and you don't have to have a huge slide deck or anything. You can just talk about that topic and people will sign up, look for your workshop, and then you can do that virtually through Zoom or whatever webinar program that you have. So that's another option too that you can use. Speaking and workshop opportunities. This is a big one. If you are a speaker, you absolutely want to have a book. Now, you don't have to have a book, but speakers get way more jobs and way more money for the speaking gigs they do when they have a book, because it shows that they are a professional. Not that speakers aren't professionals, but it really gives you an extra leg up and it separates you from the rest of the crowd
to show that you are really serious about what you do and that you've also put all this time and effort into creating your self-published book. Digital marketing strategies connecting book readers to coaching services. So like we said before, offer that free freebie so they get on your landing page. They can put in their information and get that freebie from you. And leverage testimonials. So from people who became coaching clients, either in your book, spread throughout your book. You can also put it on the back cover. You can also obviously put it in your videos and the freebie things that you offer. And also talk about it, right? So just like I did a testimonial at the beginning of this podcast and every podcast moving forward, that's a really good show of social proof that people have used your services and that they really enjoyed working with you. So before we wrap up today's episode, I want to invite you to join our circle of writers in the publishing professionals community now on Substack. So all you have to do is go to substack.com, look up Unicorn Publishing Company. You'll see me there. You can also look up me up under Publishing for Professionals, which is the same name as this podcast, which is my newsletter on Substack. And I have all these fabulous articles on ghostwriting and how to hire a ghostwriter and what to look for in a contract and all little nitty gritty details you want to know about hiring your next ghostwriter. So definitely jump into Substack. It's free to make an account. You don't have to publish a newsletter to make an account on Substack. And the link will be at the bottom of this show notes and in the description for YouTube. So make sure that you jump into the community because it is a creative sanctuary to connect with fellow writers who understand not only your publishing dreams, but they understand how to support you, and you'll get a treasure trove of self-publishing videos. It's like having a supportive writing family right at your fingertips. So until next week, this is Lynn Aliquity Smarges reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Remember, your book is waiting to be born. Hey, my friend, thanks for joining me on the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I hope this episode has equipped you with actionable strategies for your publishing journey. Remember, your expertise becomes truly valuable when it's transformed into a professionally published book that represents your unique brand. The insights we've covered today will hopefully give you another piece of your publishing blueprint. If you found today's discussion valuable, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you get the next episode dropped right into your podcast player. Each week, we tackle another essential aspect designed specifically for busy professionals like you. Remember to start the dream of writing your book today, because your strategies could be the missing piece in someone else's success puzzle tomorrow.
The information in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content shared by the host, guests, and any affiliates is not intended to substitute for professional legal or financial advice specific to your situation. Always seek the advice of a qualified professional with any questions you may have. The opinions expressed on the show by the host or guests are of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of Unicorn Publishing Company. Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, guests, and affiliates are not responsible or liable for any decisions made by listeners or action taken hereto based on the information discussed in this podcast. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge and agree to release Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, affiliates, and guests from any liability.